this osteoarthritis coalition that you have formed in the Arthritis Center has another mission as well, and that's to educate policymakers about this disease and what can be done.
Yes. So this is the OA Action Alliance, the Osteoarthritis Action Alliance. And this is a coalition that now is international of over 70 organizations. And it's run out of our Arthritis Research Center. And this coalition is committed to policy implications, to educating the public, educating physicians about how to put osteoarthritis on the national map and international map and get people paying attention to it and doing the things that need to happen for it, as well as influencing policy. So environmental policy, making areas walk friendly for people so that people can do things that they need to do in their communities, but then also influencing legislation and those kinds of things that will make research funded, as well as interventions to help people with their arthritis.
What's the main policy push or ask at the present time? What would you like legislators on a state or federal level to do?
Well, first of all, a lot of the work comes out of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and making sure that that is adequately funded. The arthritis program for the CDC is adequately funded. And the NIH, of course, who's also a big funder of research in arthritis in general and osteoarthritis in particular. So that's a big policy issue to make sure that the funding is adequate. Another policy issue has to do with environmental things that can be fixed in various communities to help people be able to deal with their arthritis and their health in general. So I think the important thing to remember comes back to what I said earlier, is that osteoarthritis doesn't happen in a vacuum. It doesn't happen without the diabetes and the heart disease and so on. And so the kinds of things that we do to try and prevent osteoarthritis or treat osteoarthritis also are things that will help your heart disease, will help
walking,
your blood pressure,
exercise.
Walking, exercise, weight control, yes. But those are not the only things, but certainly it helps multiple diseases.
It would be nice, actually, if every community had a safe place to walk. In so many places in Europe, there's safe places to bike.
Uh-huh.
There's so many places in the United States where walking and biking are dangerous.
Exactly. One other thing that I probably should point out to you, which is our program that we're the first rheumatology division in the country to do this, which is our Walk with a Doc program. And Dr. Nelson, Amanda Nelson, has started this on the third Saturday rather of every month at the Wellness Center in Chapel Hill. We have our Walk with a Doc, and we have multiple people from the Thurston Arthritis Research Center out there, and we do some education, and we walk for a mile around the beautiful paths at the Wellness Center. And we invite anyone and everyone to come out and walk with us.
Sounds like
we
fun.
Walk the walk and talk the talk, not
wonderful.
Just talk the talk.